How about, what would be the, what would you consider the major sections of the city in terms of geography now? Just the gross, general, major sections.
Well, you have the downtown.
Okay.
And a business district, which is your, it can be downtown, or say in Miami it can be different. Each little part might have their own business district or it had offices. Then you have your ghettos. And your recreation area.
Okay. Well, let me back up here a minute. You said you got your ghettos. Where are your ghettos located in reference to downtown? Now downtown is defined as where?
In downtown Miami, it's from about 14th Street, Northwest 14th Street. And do you want the exact address or?
Sure.
It's 14th Street and 2nd Avenue. And then it goes in to like past 1st Street when you get into Southeast Miami. It's about a, say 10 square miles is downtown Miami.
10 square miles or blocks?
Well, I think it would be miles, but the heart of it is about 10 blocks.
Okay. Now is that run from the river or beyond the river?
It's a little bit before the river and then...
You mean south of the river?
North of the river.
Okay, a little bit north of the river to beyond the river.
Yeah.
South.
Mm-hmm. And then the bay is in, you can use Biscayne Bay as another section out beyond the east. And then the west, you could divide it with probably Northwest 2nd Avenue, like in that area.
Okay, now how does Flagler fit in on that?
Flagler separates north from south.
Okay. Now does that cleave the downtown section or does it just add the north section?
Wait, I think maybe Flagler's east to west.
Flagler runs east to west, but it would separate north and south.
Yeah. Yes, it is, right. It's in the middle of downtown.
Okay. Now what would you call the section south of Flagler, mm-hmm. west of downtown? Is there a...
South of Flagler. I think that's Overtown.
Overtown?
Or Liberty City? No, Liberty City's further up. Overtown, it's a black section.
Okay, would you consider that a ghetto or just a black section? First off, what do you consider a ghetto?
Well, a ghetto is really bad housing. And it's a pretty rundown area. It's got a lot of boarded up shops, you know, and if you drive down the street, you feel afraid.
Okay.
That's a ghetto. Yeah, that would be a ghetto.
Okay. Now, you say it's a black... Now, this is Overtown section you're talking about now.
Yeah.
It's a little bit further north of Flagler, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in the Overtown section, is it predominantly low-income, middle-income, or in terms of blacks now? Or is it a mixture of high, middle, and low-income blacks?
I think it's all low-income.
It's all low-income?
And I've read some stories where they feel like they're trapped, you know. They don't have any money to do anything differently.
Okay. Now how about the section just south of what you might call Overtown? Now see, Overtown's a term that I wouldn't know. Okay. So what would you call the section south of that?
It wouldn't be downtown, right?
No, this would still be west of downtown.
West of downtown.
And south of Flagler, I suppose.
That would be the Cuban section.
Okay. Is there a local name for that section?
Well, usually they call it, they know it because of Southwest 8th Street. That's like most every place on Southwest 8th is Cuban. A lot of Cuban families live in there. Little Havana.
Is that the term that most people refer to it?
Yeah.
Little Havana. All right. Now, how far is that a large area or?
It's kind of scattered because it takes in some of downtown, and then it spreads southward. I'd say. Down along Southwest 8th to maybe to Lejeune Road.